Not unless there's one played with a hoop, but I don't know what to call that.
Okay. The parts of a horse's feet that you put the shoes on would be called the
hooves.
Okay, and just one would be a
hoof.
Okay. And a male sheep would be called a...
I'm trying to remember which one the ewe is. I think the female is the ewe, isn't it?
Okay. And so a male would be just a...
A male sheep.
Okay. And sheep are usually raised for...
For wool.
Okay. And, okay, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be used for breeding, what would you say you're going to have done to him?
Slaughter.
Yeah, or if you didn't want to kill him, but just you want to keep him around to eat or something later. But, you know, you want to do something to his sexual reproductive organs where he couldn't be used for breeding.
You do that to pigs. I guess you'd neuter the poor animal, but I'm sure that's not the word.
Is there another word for that?
Castrate.
Okay.
Good Lord, I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, I don't know why they do it. They do. You know. What would you call a castrated hog?
Inadequate. I don't know.
Okay, what would you call a male hog that hadn't been castrated?
I'd call him a hog.
What are those things, those stiff hairs that a horse, I mean not a horse, that a hog has on his back?
Bristles.
Okay. And those long teeth that a hog has are called?
Well, they're not called fangs. What are they?
An elephant has them too.
Tusks.
Okay.
Really? Do you call it the same thing?
And you put the food for a hog out into its...
trough.
Okay, and two of them would be...
troughs.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
A boar.
Okay. Is that one that's born in the wild, or is that one that was got loose and became wild?
I would expect that it was born wild, but...
Okay, I have a whole series of things that you spill up. What is the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? What do you call that noise?
A calf?
When it's being weaned.
I don't know.
Shut up, dog.
That's the ratty dog in the backyard.
Yeah. What is the gentle noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
I don't know.
You're
interviewing the wrong person, I can tell.
No.
This is all part of it.
They won't be able to say, city people don't say these things. So see, you're perfect. A gentle noise that a horse makes would be a...
whinny.
Okay. And say you've got some horses and mules and cows and so on, and they're getting hungry, and say you've got to go out and feed the...
animals.
Okay. Any other word that you might use there?
No.
Okay. Okay, if you're going to go out and feed the chickens and the geese and the turkeys and so on, you've got to go feed the...
the birds.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
a laying hen.
Okay.